it's the book club today. It's come around pretty quick. I know Sylvia was here only 2 weeks ago, although it does seem longer. Now, I'm joined for this month's book club with writer and journalist Sylvia Kent. Sylvia is a keen promoter of other writers and also the Society of Women's Writers and Journalists. Along with Billericay Readers Group, she also has a very successful blog as well as 10 books to her name. Our guest writer today is John Farrar. Have I said that right, John? Have I got it wrong already?
No, it sounded really good.
Yay! Yeah. John's worked for many years in the financial services in London, and he retired in 2008. And on retirement, he started a new hobby, which was genealogy, and now has over 75,000 names in his family tree. Most of us would just get a couple of uncles and aunts, and then we give up. He's also found many famous names related to his family, and he decided to write a book about it, which are called The Farrar Chronicles, which is over 400 pages and 800 illustrations. And also, we're going to be talking about D-Day as well, and his uncle Arthur. D-Day is the 6th of June, which is today, 1944.
It is, and it's still raining.
And it's still raining. So we're going to be talking to John about that as well. But before we do, very good morning to the lovely Sylvia.
Hello. Because I was here just a short while ago, you know what Billericay Reading Group are doing. I'm still reading Wild Swans because it's a thick book, and I know you've read it years ago, but I'm enjoying it. And would I say also that the library in both Brentwood and Billericay are putting on some wonderful things in the holidays for the youngsters. Went to a great Brentwood Writers Circle meeting on Saturday, and the speaker was an ex-policeman, Brentwood chap, and he was telling us how he gets his books published. The writers always invite speakers that will help, because we're such a mixed bunch, 60 of us, and we all write different things. We've got John there with his history, me with my history too, but also quite a lot of people that write all different genres. So, you know, you're very welcome. Look us up on the web, and there we are. In London, we've got a big do on the 29th of June for people that are professionally published. We've got the chairman of the ALCS, the Authors Licensing Collecting Group, and they pay us money when they see a book published. So we're very grateful to them. We have lots of well-known writers and people from entertainment world coming, and our meetings are in Whitehall in London. But yeah, lots happening in the old book world. I'm working on different things. Working with John, actually, with my last book.
He's, I know, you but Barking and Dagenham for Long Photographs. And John, just before we talk about the Chronicles and also about D-Day, you're doing some, you do films as well.
I do short films,
He's very good.
Well, we're going to try and do this Barking and Dagenham Sylvia's book.
Yes. At John's leisure, because he's quite busy too, and it's fitted in between other things, isn't it?
Yeah, we hope to crack on with that very soon.
Yes. We're hoping to get the people that actually I interviewed some years ago when the town reached its 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And I think a book was given to the Queen and she came. Yeah. And John is so good at doing this kind of work. He's done several films of our museum, you know. I'm a trustee at Cater Museum, and he's done a superb film, which will go out again because we have some celebrations coming up in the year, which you'll hear maybe in the autumn.